There are many similarities between Pesach and Sukkos. I want to highlight one difference, and that is that on Pesach, the main mitzvah is to stay away, is to remove yourself from physicality. Chametz represents physicality, and when a person removes himself on Pesach from chametz, he's saying, you know, I'm going to take a step back. I'm not going to eat my normal bread, my normal chametz products. I'm going to take a step back for this week. On the other end of the spectrum is Sukkos, where we fully engage with physicality. We build a sukkah, and we shake a lulav, and we sit in the sukkah, and we dance at a simchas beis ha-shu'eva. We're fully engaging with physicality. And the question is, which is better? The model of Pesach, what I would call precious, staying away, or the model of Sukkos? And the answer is Sukkos is the higher level. Why is that? Well, first of all, Sukkos is the culmination. It's the end. What is it the end of? It's the end of the Yom Nuraim season, and it's also the end of the Shalosh Regalim. Maybe Pesach, Shavuosh, and then Sukkos. We're building up to something. So it's clear in that projection that Sukkos is the highlight. But more deeply, we have two midos. We have a mido of Precious, which is staying away from things, and we have the mido of Kedusha, which is sanctifying everything. And it's clear that Kedusha is a higher level, where a person can fully engage in this world and add sanctity and add Kedusha to everything that he does. And that's why Sukkos is the highlight. So therefore, when a person sits in the sukkah and shakes the lulav and dances very sweaty throughout Sukkos, realize what you're doing is that what we are doing is we're being makadesh, we're sanctifying, we're saying this eating that we're doing is holy because we're sitting in a sukkah. This dancing that we're doing, the excitement we have, what are we excited about? We're excited about dancing at Simchas Beis Shu'eva, we're excited about Simchas Torah, which is after Sukkos, but still part of this whole week. And therefore, that's the key. The key in Avodas Hashem is not the Precious. Yes, that's a level, but the highest level is the Kedusha. And therefore, after Sukkos, we have 6 months from Sukkos all the way to Pesach. Of course, we have Hanukkah and Purim in between, but no Chagim on a D'oraisa level. We go back into the winter. We go back to work for a full 6 months. And the idea is we can make every moment Kadosh with focusing in Sukkos. So this idea will hopefully help propel us to an amazing year of Kedusha.